So I'm here with Dan Green, who's just kind of chowing down a fruit salad.
Yeah, I just spat a bit of melon at food. I'm ready now. I'm ready for my interview.
Brilliant. We're upstairs in the old library, which is now kind of the newly opened Cardiff Heritage Museum. It's just open today, isn't it?
Yeah, the Cardiff story. Open on April Fool's Day.
Yeah.
Yeah, and people still came.
It's not a joke, it's real.
No, it's
and it's brilliant.
Happening. Mm.
And you're kind of busy upstairs, kind of setting up your big little city, huge exhibition.
Aye. The big city, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a lot of work's gone into it. It really marries well with the Cardiff story downstairs. If you've got it's nice to actually see this building utilised. It's been a long time coming. I'm not just saying that because we're opening here. It really is. It's just a golden place that people not many people know about. So this time round, we like to think that it'll be permanently
the old
place.
Library will come into its own. Because it has been kind of a neglected building, really.
Neglected, definitely. People walk past it and just stare at it. And I'm not sure what it is. It's a vacant look. But downstairs, it's going to be a permanent exhibition of Cardiff's history. And the basement's open for the first time in, I think, about 9 years.
Mm-hmm.
Archival laboratory of Cardiff's history. Then the ground floor is purely a history museum, and it's very interactive as well, which is great. And then we've got the first floor for 4 months, from April 14th till July 22nd, and we're very much just celebrating Cardiff today, but also tipping our hat to a lot of artists who are fully established and going for years, but at the same time it provides a platform for up and coming artists as well. And we're rotating the solo work. So there's a lot of, we're trying to accommodate for as many people as possible. And on top of that, we got interactive group projects, and there's 8 of them, which are being fully launched from the 14th as well. And you can hit the website and see all of them there. But it gives people the incentive and the inclusion to join in with what we're doing and create as well. So it's not just about the clicky art group within the city or the clicky creative group. It really is open to absolutely everyone. I'm sorry to give you loads of buzzwords, but it's just true. It is open to all. It's community-based without being rubbish. And there's a real buzz in this city. And we want to try and sort of celebrate that fact and have a creative pulse happening right in the heart of the city. So it's exciting. There's lots and lots of work to do. And when we open, we very much begin. So it's been about 2 years in the making.
Yeah, but, I just wanted to talk about this because I came across the project a couple of years ago when Big Little City, it was kind of a photography blog that seemed to grow out of the Cardiff Characters exhibition.
Sure.
It was kind of photographs of people who kind of personified the city, really, and made, you know, people who made Cardiff what Cardiff is, because people make a place.
Yeah, sure.
And it's kind of grown from there. It's become something.
Well, this is it. It all stems from when I first did Cardiff Characters 3 years ago now. 3 years ago.
Mm.
And it was very much a celebration of the unsung heroes of Cardiff and the people that run the place, to them, that, you know, the cogs, the oil, the machine, the whole, a whole eclectic mix of colourful people. And and it was great. And I was really chuffed that I did it and put it together, and the response I got was fantastic. But one day, and rightfully so, someone came in and said, "This is your interpretation of the city, but it's not mine."
Mm.
And that got me thinking. I was manning it or looking after it for 6 weeks, and in that time, people responded to it, and it was greatly received. But that one thought, or not just one thought, and numerous people had that thought, stuck with me throughout. So for that whole year, it was great. I was really chuffed that I did it, and the sort of you're sort of coming down off the fact that you've done something like that.
Mm.
But it got me thinking, right, if that's what people are thinking, or some people are thinking, let's do a project where everyone can jump onto and everyone can get involved in, and they can express themselves or show their view and share their experience of the same place. And that's what it's all about. So this has gone way beyond what it was before. And I guess Big Little City never quite knew what it was. It's one of those where the creative process, it really was a really long-winded process, but in a good way. And we found out that we wanted to share the wealth in a way of providing this platform, but then the medium of work is going right across the board. I'm thinking if someone's coming up with a Cardiff hat, brilliant.
Oh, fantastic.
Just a Cardiff hat, amazing. I think it could be influenced by the Mabinogion and just some of the Welsh folk stories. I mean, not Cardiff based, but we're trying to get work which is mainly Cardiff based, but people are having all these different interpretations of the same thing.
Yeah.
And it's fascinating, and to it's mind-bending as well, because it really is a lot of work to take on, especially if there's only two of us doing it, and I'll talk about the other guy in a second. But to see this work come together and how people view the same place is fascinating.
Mm. And you've got all different sorts of art forms here. So you've got photography, but you've also kind of got paintings, and I think you've got a graffiti artist coming in, haven't you?
Well, we've got graffiti. I mean, street art, we're going to have a wall dedicated to them, and it's quite a big wall at the space. The space is 3,500 square feet. There used to be loads of grey boards here. We campaigned to get some really versatile boards as well that we can move around and section. The graffiti wall, there's going to be every 4 weeks there's going to be a different artist to put work up, and then we'll paint it white again and they can start again.
Oh, brilliant.
So that's good. And I think we've definitely cemented that Brad, he's one of the best graph artists in Cardiff, but then he's sort of taken the reins of such, and he will take control and see who else would like to do some work as well. But the work is actually segregated into four sections. It's quite loosely, but also broadly segregated into sections. And they are places, stories, people, and music. We got a full music and performance license, which is unheard of as well. It's unheard of to have an exhibition for 4 months. but, you know, that's great. So every Saturday, there'll be a Spillers music stage, completely free.
The whole Spillers venue. Records?
Yeah.
They're still going.
They're still going, of course they are. Oh, yeah.
I've been living in Birmingham for a long time.
Yeah, yeah. Spillers are relocated and they're getting bigger and better, and of course they're still going. Ashley Todd is now the new manager there, and she's taken over, and she basically is curating the Saturday music stage. So at 3 o'clock, there'll be a different band playing, and we'll record them. There'll be a podcast available. It really is having that license, that performance license and music license, really opens it up. If it's going to be a festival almost of Cardiff's creativity, it's guys, you're not allowed up there. You're not allowed up there. I'm joking. but do take the lift down, because the fire alarm might go off. Yeah, whatever. It's a door, isn't it? Brilliant. Brilliant. Mates like these. So basically, we've got a music license. That's great. It's basically a collaborative collection of Cardiff's creativity. And there's so many different forms or mediums. Someone might be doing the whole thing in the medium of dance. No, but it's a real...
Interpretations of the city.
Yeah. Yeah, it's basically that.
What makes it brilliant.
Yeah.
And you've got this kind of interactive element, which I love you saying in a Cardiff accent, which is postcards of Cardiff.
Interactive, you know. We've got all that's going on. You know, but basically, yeah, we've got 8 interactive projects, and really they are interactive, meaning they're not just online. You come to it and interact with it and contribute to it. And that's the cementing all this work together. The solo work is on a rotation of 5 weeks each, and there's 16 weeks in total, so there's one week a little... just for no work to go in, but that's rotating around, and we're going to select that. So playing guard is a bit awkward, but also it's obvious what's going to shine through. But the interactive projects, anyone and everyone can get involved with it. If you're fully fledged professional, up and coming, or just general public, or someone visiting Cardiff, or whatever, it's not just for the clicky Welsh Cardiffians or whatever. It's really open to everyone. And like I said, they're really binding the whole thing together, and they're going to be fully launched on the opening on the 14th. So there's a lot already happening. One which is definitely working, two are definitely working already, are the Spillers t-shirt competition. So the most iconic t-shirt in Cardiff, probably. You can design your own, and the winner will get a run printed and sold at the shop.
Oh, brilliant.
And there'll be 5 runners-up as well. Mm. And that'll be judged by Ashley as well, from Spillers. So that's great. And also the Cardiff coat of arms. Every city, I think, or every main city, has got a coat of arms or a crest, and you can design your own. So there's a whole mixture of stuff coming in there. For example, I've just got Pete Fowler's version. Pete Fowler, who did the Super Furry Animals album cover years ago, and his Monsterism is his website. Amazing artist.
Yeah.
His version of the coat of arms is really class. So it's... Once again, it's your own interpretation of the city, but in the same form.
Mm.
So, like I said before, these interactive projects are vital, really. Absolutely vital. And our focus is to get this right. But the long-term aim, a bit ambitious to say, but hopefully we'll take this elsewhere, it's a good vehicle to take to different cities, and that's why we called it Big Little City. And you never, never know, but the main focus is getting this one absolutely spot on. So, yeah.
Brilliant, best of luck.
Thank you, I need it.
No, you don't, this is fantastic.
It's fantastic.
I'm really blown
away. I just need, we're doing this in a recession, but it is what it is, and there's a lot of hard work gone into it. It's not just me, we're at Shadow, there's loads of people involved. And I have to say as well that Mark Heatley has been my partner in crime throughout the whole process, and a very good friend and a designer, so I can't take full credit for this at all. It's very, very much him as well. There you go.
Oh, brilliant. Well done, Dan.
Thank you very much.
Fantastic. Cheers.
Ta-da.
I'm sorry you can't make Tal 11 tomorrow. Right. It's perfectly understandable.
Yeah,
looking
and
at
I love the way you've got a Birmingham accent. It's a beautiful thing. Say steak and chips, mate. Go on.
Steak and chips, mate.
Steak and chips, mate. Fantastic. Big Little City, Birmingham is next.
Thanks.
Ta-da.